And we keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm Mike Mercado. He's the one. He's the only. He's Paul Shavari. And Paulie, it doesn't matter how fast we run. It doesn't matter how tight we keep our eyes closed. The NFL will always and forever be in the headlines. And this one has to do with stuff on and off the field. We have new kickoff rules in the NFL starting this upcoming season. So why don't we take a quick look at what the new rule actually is. This comes to us from Becky Sullivan over at NPR. Kickoffs will look radically different in the NFL next year. Here's how and why. The upcoming NFL season will feature what may be the most significant change to gameplay in professional football in years, a dramatic alteration to rules around the kickoff, one of the game's most iconic plays. So why don't we take a look at actually what the new rule is, Paulie, because I think Becky's right on that, since this is a huge kind of seismic shift in the sport. Under the new rules, the kicking team's kicker will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but rather than be flanked by his teammates, the rest of the kicking team will line up at their opponent's 40-yard line, eliminating the traditional running head start. The returning team will field up to two returners in the backfield, and the rest of the team will line up in a new, quote, setup zone between the 30 and 35 yard line. Check out the entire article over at NPR. Kickoffs will look radically different in the NFL next year. Here's how and why by Becky Sullivan. So, Paulie, I mean, look, we knew that a new rule change was going to come, and it's funny that history repeats itself. We always talk about that here on the Sports Cubicle, where they're taking a rule from the XFL once again.
Yep.
And I think, look, it. Before I get your initial thoughts, I think my big whiteboard is this is good, but it's also going to be weird.
Yes.
And it's going to take time for us to get used to it. But why don't you break down what you actually thought about this huge news and this new change in the NFL?
So let's just like back it up with the history lesson. I think it was like within the last 10 or 12 years when they changed the kickoff rules to what we know right now, where I think they moved the kicker up to the 35-yard line. They were trying to prevent injuries, but it ended up creating more touchbacks, more the ball getting kicked out of the back of the end zone. Like, gone were the days of Devin Hester returning the ball and having this amazing kick return. But then you have, that was boring, but it did prevent the injuries. So now you have something that I think is, well, now it's exciting and it shouldn't. There shouldn't be as many collisions that are concussion inducing or just major injuries. You know, how many times have we seen on a kickoff, some guy just gets laid out? You know, here locally, was it Johnny Knox nearly got his like spine snapped on a kick return play? I vaguely remember someone on the Seahawks, probably around like 2016, 2017, that looked like he was just out cold on the field. So hopefully there won't be the injuries that we've seen in the past. It solves that problem. But you're right, it's going to look very weird. And so the old angry white guy that it can't embrace change in me says, oh my gosh, they're tinkering with the game, they're ruining it. But the person that wants to see this game grow and live and not have as many injuries is like, yeah, you got to adapt, you got to adjust. This is pretty standard for the NFL to be doing something like this. And I think it's going to create more exciting plays, because I think the ball won't travel out of the end zone. You'll see those collisions happening from 5-10 yards apart with all those guys lined up against each other. And I think it makes the kicker a little bit more of a valuable piece on the field, because it's almost like a one-on-one if the blocking schemes are right, where now that kicker's got to be able to corner the returner into a section of the field where his teammates can maybe help tackle him.
I think it's also important, adding the value to the excitement, and we're going to see exciting plays. It also makes the job more important. It's job security. You have to have good special teams, returners, kickers, blockers. It's no longer that we can cut corners and we can cut out the middle class in the NFL. You have to invest in these players, and we've also seen that a lot of these guys stay in the NFL by being great special teamers.
Like Cordarrelle Patterson is, I think he got a new contract from somebody as soon as that rule was announced. So, you know, guys like him are back in business. But, you know, hey, we know the Hall of Famer going in this August, we know, is the greatest returner of all time. And I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Well, I think this also,
unless you think that this new rule will create more opportunities for that. But at the same time, so let's say someone does break Devin Hester's return record, then there's going to be the asterisk of, well, this is a different style of kickoff than Devin Hester had to deal with.
All the old heads
like us, no matter who that new Devin Hester is in the future, is going to come out and be the new GOAT. We're going to be the old heads that are like, I don't know, Hester actually had to have more people flying at him in an open field than this guy does. So I don't know. I mean, I think we need to see a few of these, how they work out. And I think this also puts pressure on special teams coaches to be able to navigate this quickly and find schemes to try and create opportunities to score better field position quickly.
Do you think that this changes how coaches look into this next training camp when they're going to have to teach their teams these new rules? Like, how much of an impact do you think this is going to take up in the day-to-day of these new teams? Because we got something else in discussion we got to come up to of new changes coming to the NFL. But before we get to that, like, I think this is going to be something where coaches are going to have to recalibrate. Same thing with GMs and owners, where you have to look at the value of this. You have to look at how much field position matters in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And we've always known that about punt return. But now at this point, like, you can take advantage of that. And I think, once again, it puts a huge hindrance on the defense. Get to that in just a second. But, I mean, the value to the product, the entertainment, like, that is something that can't be ignored by the sports fan, whether you agree with it or not. This simply is a, it's nice for job security, but this is an entertainment move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's going to be more returns. It won't be so boring that, you know, well, just start it at the 25-yard line. Because there was talk of that for a while, to do away with kickoffs altogether and just say, okay, the team starts at the 25-yard line. And that's boring because you're taking out an entire phase of the game and a really exciting phase of the game. So I think, yes, it is an entertainment move, which ultimately that's always what these things are. You know, whether, you know, they say that they want to prevent injuries, but they, you know, solve the concussion problem by adding more games. So you figure that one out.
And Christmas is now coming.
Wednesday night football or Wednesday football. Yeah. So, the NFL has always been very weird with its what it says and what it does. But I like this. I didn't know how inevitable this was going to be, but it didn't surprise me. But it's going to take some getting used to, because I never really watched the XFL or the USFL or whatever, you know, the side leagues were that came and went. So I've never really seen this in practice other than when this rule got announced. And it's like, okay, yeah, I think it'll be good. I do like the aspect that the kicker can't just fair catch.
Sure.
You know, so like, here's a scenario when we were kind of talking about this. I was thinking about this. What happens if the kicker wants to do a squib kick and he hits one of his own teammates in the back down the field with the ball? Is it a dead ball?
I don't know.
I would think as soon as it touches one of your own players, it's got to be a dead ball.
I think we'll find out the nuances of as we go on.
Before, as long as it, you know, how would an onside kick
work?
You know, so
you might have to declare it now.
And I think so, which is like, I mean, I guess there's no surprise there because of the way they line up. I mean, it seems like the only time you'd ever get caught off guard by a onside kick was in Madden or something.
Legitimately, right, or if for
time
some
out,
reason,
time out,
if you're in a Super Bowl. Or in the Super Bowl.
Like the Saints over
The
Colts.
One time it worked. As a rule gets more ingrained in the sport and we get used to it, how all those little moments are going to end up playing out. But speaking of rules changes, we want to know your thoughts about the kickoff rule now being changed. Let us know here on the Sports Cubicle on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV, or if you're listening to us, wherever you get your favorite podcast, at Sports From the Couch, the Sports Cubicle, and of course on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle.